感谢上帝让我们过去这段时间能够学习罗马书。
Thanks to God that we, during the past period, we were able to learn from the book of Romans.
那么上个星期是我们学习罗马书的最后一讲。
Last week was the last preaching on Romans.
那么上一个星期到这个圣诞节这段期间我们叫做降临节。
This period from last Sunday to this season, we call it Advent.
这是我们迎接这个主耶稣基督诞生的一个事情。
It's a season that we welcome the birth of Christ.
那每一次从降临节一直到复活节
，from Advent to Easter,
我们就会再一次回到福音书的学习。
We will keep coming back to the gospel to learn.
因为我们要不断让主耶稣自己。来引导我们，来塑造我们。
Because we want Jesus to come and influence us and to mold us.
那么每一年我们就用不同的福音书来做这样的事。
And we do that every year by using different gospels.
今年就轮到马可福音。
If you notice, then this year we have come to the book of Mark.
所以从这个星期一直到复活节。
So from this week all the way to Easter.
我们就开始学习这个马可福音。
We will be reading the book of Mark.
或者是跟马可福音有关的。
Anything that's related to the book of Mark.
那么这几个星期呢，我们会学几篇的诗篇。
And these few weeks you'll be learning a few psalms.
因为这几篇诗篇在马可福音里面出现。
Because you will realize that these few psalms appear in the Gospel of Mark.
那么耶稣也用这几篇诗篇来讲他的事情。
And Jesus will use these few psalms to talk about himself.
所以我们要学习这一些经文。
So it's necessary for us to learn these passages.
然后来到这个。大斋节的时候
，and when we came to the season of Lent，
就是我们用四十天来跟主耶稣一起进入这个受苦受难的事。
Season of Lent is when we spend 40 days to be with Jesus in his times of suffering。
教牧会为大家来写这一个大斋节灵修的资料。
And so during Lent, the pastoral staff will pen this devotional material for Lent.
总共有四十天。
There'll be 40 days.
每一天都有一段经文。
Every day you have a passage.
那马可福音它其实它背后有一个很深厚的一个背景。
Actually, the book of Mark there's a very strong background behind it.
就是以赛亚书。
And that is the book of Isaiah.
尤其是它的四十到五十五章。
Especially chapters Isaiah chapters 40 to 55.
所以我们明年的这个大斋节的灵修资料呢，就会用以赛亚书四十到五十五章。
And so for the season of Lent,大斋节 ，you'll be using Isaiah 40 to 55.
而你说好像最近你正在看到的，好像也是这个以赛亚书。
And you say, hey, I'm using the Lent Advent material is also about Isaiah.
那个是从过去曾经分享过的。
That one we have shared before.
那因为整个圣经里面上帝的话非常的丰富，非常的多。
So indeed, the word of God is very rich.
所以呢，也一次也不能够完全就交代到完。
So we cannot say everything in just one setting.
那我们就这样的来分配。
So we'll take time just like that.
那么就从再讲回这个马可福音。
So we're back to the book of the Gospel of Mark.
当你打开马可福音第一章的时候，你开始看到有一个上帝给一个图画，就是上帝要开一条路。
When you open the book of Mark, there is an imagery of God, and says that God is going to give you a path.
然后上帝也要自己走这条路。
And this path, God will Himself walk on it.
然后在这条路上呢，上帝的荣耀要彰显。
And as He embarks on this path, the glory of God will be manifested.
所以马可福音之后呢，我们会学。这个传道书。
And so after the book of Mark, we will be reading the book of Ecclesiastes.
然后一直到明年的这个降临节。
All the way to the next Advent.
然后这整个呢，我们要学习上帝要我们走一条怎么样的路，跟他自己再走一条怎么样的路。
And so for this entire year, we'll be learning about what kind of path God has walked and what kind of path He wants us to walk.
那么直到我们知道我们活在这个世上是怎么一回事。
Then we will know what it means to be living on earth.
那么这样的一个分享呢
？And so this kind of sharing.
没有分所谓是给信徒还是给非信徒的。
We do not categorize between this is a sharing for the believers or the non-believers.
我们没有分说这个是福音，那个不是福音。
We will not say this is the gospel and that's not the gospel.
不管我们信的还是还没信的。
Whether we are believers or not.
我每一次再一次听到有一条路，有一同不同的路，跟怎么样走的一条路。
Every time you hear this message about a different path, a new path, that's different from the world.
信的人搞得更清楚。
For believers, you can make it more clear.
不信的人开始可以想一想。
For non-believers, you can consider.
所以你可以预备来带领你的朋友明年来参加我们的这个崇拜。
You can bring your friends or prepare yourself to bring your friends to come and join us in our worship.
每一个礼拜都是福音来的。
Every week is a gospel message.
因为怎么样走这样的一条路？
Because how we walk on this new way,
当我们是从上帝的角度来看的时候，
when we look at it from the perspective of God,
它就是一个福音。
This is the good news.
那么今天让我们开始从，这个这一篇诗篇来开始。
Today we'll start with this psalm.
大家翻到诗篇110篇。
Psalm 110.
我们用这个起音的方式来念好吗？
So we will read in this response manner.
你回应的时候，你用英文也好，用这个华语，都可以。
You can respond in whatever language.
那么我来起。耶和华对我主说：“你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。”
The Lord will extend His mighty scepter from Zion. He will rule in the midst of your enemies.
当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的民多如清晨的甘露。
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
在你右边的主，当他发怒的日子，必打伤列王。
He will judge the nations, heaping up the death.And crushing the rulers of the whole earth.
他要喝路旁的河水，因此必抬起头来。当我们看到第六节的时候，会觉得相当的恐怖。
When we read verse 6, it can be quite terrifying.
因为最近这个恐怖分子的事情相当的恐怖。
All these events are about the terrorism and things are quite horrifying.
那你可能在旧约，尤其在诗篇里面。看到很多这一种很恐怖的表达跟形容。
So perhaps in the Psalms you may find a lot of these kind of expressions or descriptions of these events.
就是上帝要对付以色列的敌人的时候，让他们满山都是尸体。
And saying that when God wants to deal with the enemies of Israel, then he will cause a lot of harm and death.
到底我们怎么样去看这一些这样的一个经文
？So how do we read such passages?
那我相信。你再把这一篇诗篇读多一遍。
Perhaps you should read this psalm again.
你真的不知道他想要讲什么。
Even if you read it, you may not know what it's saying.
很多这个解经书的作者都不大要讲太多。
There are many commentators and they do not want to elaborate too much on it.
大家都承认这个太过突然，太过突出了。
People say that this is
突然了。
突然了。
out of sudden 这样子，好像没有，
oh, too sudden.
好像没有给一个背景，没有给一个前因，没有给一个后果这样。那你讲这样这个做什么
？There doesn't seem to have a context behind it, and you wondering why is it appears here.
但是因为耶稣自己用这段经文
，and yet Jesus himself used this passage.
在福音书里面，在他人生里面一个很特别的时候。
During a very significant moment of his life, Jesus used this passage.
然后希伯来书呢也用这段经文。
And the book of Hebrews also used this passage.
而用了很多章呢在解释这段经文。
And the book of Hebrews used many lines to explain this.
那么彼得也是用这段经文。
Even the apostle Peter also used this psalm.
然后在保罗的书信里面，虽然没有字借，但是他的意思呢也表达了符合这段经文。
And even when Apostle Paul was writing his letters, he also, used parts of these.
那么当然，主要原因是耶稣自己用。
I think the reason is because Jesus himself used it.
也如果耶稣没有把这段经文提起来，大概可能没有人会去注意。
If Jesus had not mentioned this passage, perhaps many people would not have noticed it.
所以让我们先看这个经文本身要讲什么。
So I think it's let us look at the text itself. What is it trying to say?
那么他说这个是大卫的祷告。
Says here it is a psalm or a prayer by David.
那么耶稣在马可福音11章说大卫被圣灵感动这样说。
And in Mark chapter 11, Jesus said that David was filled with the Spirit and spoke in this way.
那么他说什么？他说耶和华对我主说。
What did he say? He said the Lord says to my Lord.
那现在问题是这个我主是谁？
Now the issue is who is this my Lord?
耶稣也是用这个问他们的，你说是谁？
Jesus also asked his audience, who do you say this my Lord, this Lord is?
好，这个永远在这个时候没有办法解决。
At this moment, we cannot solve this question.
但是我们再看下去，到底什么事情呢？
But we look at what other events have been said here.
对这个主要发生什么事呢？
What will happen to this particular Lord?
他说你要坐在我的右边，还有我要使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
That you will sit at my right hand, and I will make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
坐在我右边的意思。
To sit at my right hand.
当然，上帝是没有左边、右边的。
Of course, God does not have this right side or left side.
那么，这是一个古代他们的这个敬东表达，就是说你跟我同样的这个权柄。
So this is an ancient metaphor to signify that you and I have the same authority.
然后呢，我还使你呢，你的仇敌做你的脚凳，就是说你真的打胜，你摆平你的敌人。
And to make your enemies a footstool means I have really destroyed your enemies.
然后接下来说呢？你会有很多年轻的这个人愿意跟从你。
And say that you have many young troops who are willing to follow you.
甚至他们会成为你的军队。
And they will become part of your army.
那么来到第四节的时候就更怪了。
And more strangely in verse 4,
突然间他提了一个名字。
And suddenly appeared this very long name.
叫做麦基洗德。
Melchizedek.
那么这个名字是在创世纪第十四章才出现一次。
You could find this name in Genesis chapter 14, only appear once.
那么另外就是在希伯来书出现。
Reappear again in the book of Hebrews.
说什么呢？他说你又要成为像他这一种样式的一种的祭司。
Says you're going to become like a priest, you know, in the order of this person, Melchizedek.
而且是永远的。
And a priest forever.
然后接下来呢，就说你会打胜你的敌人。会满山都的尸体横列。
And then say that you will overcome your enemies, and they will be heaping up the dead.
那第七节最有趣的。
And the verse 7 is most amusing.
那么，但是看起来也是怪怪的。
It's a little bit strange too.
什么说在路旁喝水呢？
What do you say about drinking from the brook beside the way?
然后可以抬起头来。
And then you can just lift up your head.
大概是你去想象，他就打败了所有的人。
Perhaps means imagine that he has defeated all his enemies.
然后把他的刀放在肩膀上面。
Put a sword behind him.
大摇大摆的。
And walk wayang.
口渴了，
就
起来喝水。
And then he took a drink at the brook.
然后再抬起头来。
And then he lift up his head.
很安全的。
Very safe.
因为敌人已经打败。
Because all the enemies are defeated.
这可以是这样的一个了解的一个这样的一个因这个。一个图画。
This could be an imagery that we see.
好了，这个诗篇要讲的是这样。
So this is what the psalm is saying.
那么，到底他为什么？他到底在讲什么
？What then is it trying to imply?
我们还没有说主耶稣用在他身上，为什么要用这个诗篇
？We have not said how Jesus applied this psalm on his own life.
这里你注意到有两件事情。
You notice there are two events here.
他在讲这个王的事情。
First, he talks about a king.
你在我的右边。
The king, you will be at my right side.
那你同时成为一个永远的祭司。
At the same time, you will be a priest forever.
啊，所以简单来说，这里提到两件事，也就是王跟这个祭司。
So it mentions two things here, simply the king and the priest.
那么为什么要提这两件事
？Why mention these two events?
近来的这个诗篇的这个研究。
Scholars who have studied these psalms.
在近来的这个发现里面
In the recent, research,
大家都注意到说要稍微注意一下前面的诗后面的诗
They realize that you need to pay attention to the psalm before it and the psalms after it
它是有一些帮助的
it can help you in your understanding
啊，你翻到诗篇109篇的时候
If you're reading Psalm 109
那这篇是一篇骂人的诗
This is a psalm that kind of like a reprimand people
他在上帝面前，他说：“巴不得这些人啊，这我的敌人啊，不得好死。”
So before God, he really cursed his enemies.
真的是不得好死。
Curse them to death.
好，这个时间我们就不看了。
We will not be reading 109.
那么，但是为什么会这样子的一个情形呢
？But why has this sentiments?
你从诗篇89篇你就看到。
If you even started from Psalms 89.
这个时候的以色列人是亡国
了。You realize that the Israelites are in the time of the fallen nation.
你想象什么叫做亡国
Can you imagine what it means to be that your nation has fallen?
然后他们也成为难民。
And they become refugees.
你现在可以知道什么叫难民啊。
Now you probably can understand what it means about fugitives or refugees.
每一天几十万涌向欧洲的那一些人，你去看那他们的脸，看他们的影像。
Tens of thousands of refugees are going into Europe recently.
什么叫做难民？
Look at their expressions, their face. This is what it says.
什么叫做要离开家园，要失去家园
？What does it mean to be a refugee? To lose your country? To leave your country?
然后以色列人还有敌人一直追的。
And the Israelites were even pursued by their enemies.
而且是很残暴的来对付他们。
And very brutal enemies who treated them.
他们在这样的一个情况底下。
So they were in this scenario.
大卫的这样的一个祷告，向神来这个。把心中里面的这个愤怒表达出来。
So David expressed his fury or his wrath to God.
当然，大卫不是在那个时候。
Of course, David was not living at that time.
是这个诗把他安排在这边。
The psalm was placed in this part of the canon.
使到他们这样的一个遭遇的人呢，用了这样的一个诗篇。
So that those who are experiencing this kind of hardships will use this psalm.
然后来到109篇26节的时候。
So when you are reading 109, Psalm 109, verse 26,
他说：“耶和华我的神啊，求你帮助我，照你的慈爱拯救我。”
Says, "Help me, O Lord, my God, save me in accordance with your love."
然后接下去的话，你继续再看。
If you continue reading,
就是说，求你帮我们脱离这样的情况。
Please deliver us from this situation.
然后110篇好像是一个 response.
And then Psalm 110 is a response to that cry.
就是说，我会让你的王再是一个王。
It's a response to say that I will allow your king to be king again.
然后又是可以战胜敌人的王。
And a king who can overcome his enemies.
然后诗篇111篇呢，好像就是说事情就会这样了。
And Psalms 111 say that things will really happen like this.
他说你要赞美耶和华的。
He said you will praise the Lord.
为什么呢？第四节他说他行了奇事，他怎么样帮助，他怎么样这个等等，你一直这样看下去。
Because verse 4 and onwards, you say why praise the Lord? Because he has done these wonderful things.
因为我们知道说诗篇是犹太人的祷告。
Because we know that Psalm is the prayer of the people of Israel.
而祷告是很真实的事情。
And prayer is something very real.
祷告跟生活是分不开。
Prayer is not separable from your life.
而你看到他们的在那种水深火热的情况之下来向神祷告。
So they were amid these very great trials and they were praying to God.
那么来到110篇的时候有一个盼望。
And so when it came to Psalm 111, there is a hope.
他们听到神这样的一个很特别的一个这样的一个应许，一个这样的一个回应。
They hear God responded with a very unique promise.
虽然他们那时候不知道会是怎么样子？
Although they may not know how this will come about,
但是事情是，这个是神回应他们。
But this, the reality is God responded in this manner.
就是说，我会再让王在你们当中有王。
And say that I promise that there will be a king amongst you again.
并且会帮你们打胜仗。
And this king will win the battle for you.
但不单单是这样。
And not only that,
这个王。还会是永远的祭司。
Not only that, because this king will be a priest, a forever priest for you.
那各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友
，Brothers and sisters, friends.
这里圣经就开始讲一些跟我们很不一样的一个事情跟了解。
So the Bible says something that's different from our common understanding.
但是很多时候，他也讲一些我们能够体会的，我们也是我们很需要的。
Sometimes he also talks about things that we need and we can grasp.
但是又在这里面又带给我们看到一些很特别的。
Yeah, at the same time, it shows us something different and unique.
我们每个人都希望我们能够安全的、和平的、有一个好的、安定的生活居住。
We all wish to have a place that's secure, that's safe, and that's peaceful.
而在古代，这样的事情是由谁来负责，或者是怎么样子才能够达到呢？
In the ancient times, who is responsible for fulfilling this?
就是做王的。
The king.
所以他，你反正看到说，在电影里面，你会看到他们常常讲说 ，My people, my people， 我的百姓，我的百姓。
So in movies, you always hear the king talking about my people.
那么他会成为王，他会让人家拥戴他为王，就是因为他能够带领他们，使到他们能够安全的这个生活。
The reason that he can become king, or that people worship him as king, is because he can govern them and bring them peace.
这是王一个非常基本的、跟很重要的一个责任。
This is a very fundamental and important responsibility of kings.
而圣经上帝自己也用说他是王。
And God says himself that he is a king.
因为他把世界带来。
Because he brings the world.
所以他把一个存活的一个空间带来。
He brings a living out of the void.
然后他又在把我们放在一个很好的地方，叫做伊甸园。
And he places us in a very beautiful place called Eden.
那么让我们可以好好去生活。
That we can all live in a good way.
这个就是王要做的事情。
This is what the king is supposed to do.
然后同时也打理他们，这个带领他们。
At the same time, also to sustain and to govern them.
在古代中东都是这样子的。
And so in the ancient Far East, it's always been like that.
所以上帝用这样的话跟他们说，他们能够明白。
So when God speaks to them in this manner, they can understand.
但是单单有一个安定的生活跟能够好好生活是。不够的。
But it's not enough just to have a secure living.
但是当对我们一般人来说，这样是最好的了。
Maybe to many of us, this is already the best.
包括我们基督徒，有些时候我们也只求就是这样就好了，只要平安，只要顺利，只要我的一切都安稳就好了。
Even for us Christians, sometimes we think that if everything goes well and you know it's safe and secure for us, we are happy with that.
这个没有错。
This is not wrong.
这也本来是上帝要给的。
This is what God desires to give.
但是问题是。事情不是只有这样子。
But the issue is that the matters is not merely about this.
还有一些很重
要。In addition, there's something more important.
就是我们跟上帝的关系。
And that is our relationship with God.
这样的一个美好的安定的生活，再加上一个美好的上帝的关系，才是上帝的理想。
This very ideal living with this very ideal relationship with God, then is really perfect.
那么人跟上帝的这个关系的这个事情。
And so this thing about man and God's relationship.
在旧约的以色列人的制度里面，上帝用一个很特别的制度，叫做祭司的制度。
And so in the Israelite, in the Old Testament time, God uses a system, and the system is called priesthood.
那么让这个事情呢，能够很好的呢去处理，能够很好的去表达。
And so the order of priesthood allows this relationship to be expressed and managed.
那为什么要卖祭司的呢？
So why this guy called Melchizedek?
他又是怎么样一种不同的呢？
In what way is he different?
我们再讲回那个祭司制度。
Let's talk about this priesthood.
那所以在以色列人当中，王就带领他们，保护他们，治理他们。
And so in the people of Israel, the king is there to govern them and to lead them.
然后上帝呢，就把百姓能够亲近他，他能够呢，这个。表达他对百姓的那一种的引导呢，就借着祭司的制度来完成。
And it is through the system of priesthood that God allows the relationship between God and man and God to be fulfilled.
那么这两个人或者说这两个职分互相的这个配合，才是神要看到的。
And so these two roles will complement one another, the king and the priest, and this is what God wants to see.
但是事实是
，But the reality is，
我们人都是败坏。
Human beings are all fallen.
有权柄的时候
，When you have the authority，
我们不是为百姓来着想。
We may not always do it for the benefit of the people.
我们用这个权力来为自己而已。
We exercise our power, but maybe for ourselves.
所以你就看到说，在这个以色列人的君王的那个制度，宫廷就腐败。
And we realize that the king system in the Israel has fallen too.
那这个不是说这个叫做史叫做这个政治叫做属世的。
Not saying that this is politically secular.
然后这个祭司是宗教的，所以叫做 sacred 的。
Not saying that politics is secular and then priesthood is sacred.
不，在旧约里面这两个要配合。
In Old Testament, these two things complement each other.
但是人真的是败坏。
But people we truly are fallen.
这个祭司呢，又跟政治呢，每次搞得。乱七八糟。
Even this order of priesthood is always mixed together with the politics, and everything become corrupted.
结果上帝让他们都崩溃。
And God let all this fall.
当以色列人亡国的时候。
And so when Israel fell,
耶路撒冷被毁的时候。
The whole of Jerusalem was ruined.
里面那个圣殿呢，当然也被毁。
Even the holy temple was desecrated.
所以其实祭司利未人他们很长的时间是失业，你懂吗
？And so these priests and the Levites, they, many of them were unemployed, you know, so called.
后来他们要转行。
And then they had to change. They had to re-employ themselves.
那么上帝是不是让事情就停在这边
？Did God let the matter rest?
不，他不愿意，他要。他要分更新，他要复兴。
No, God is not willing, because God wants to renew and restore.
但是这一次，他透露一个很特别的一个计划。
But he revealed a very unique plan.
当然，他后来他也复兴那个祭司的制度。
Of course, God renewed the priesthood order.
但是另外，他说我会让这个祭司的这样的一个功能能够永远的了。
But he says, I will allow this function of the priest to last forever.
就好像麦基洗德这一种的。
Just like this Melchizedek, that kind of priesthood.
麦基洗德是哪一种呢
？What type of priesthood is that?
那你回到创世纪十四章的时候
，If you were to return to Genesis chapter 14,
麦基洗德是当时的一个耶路撒冷附近的一个外邦的王。
Melchizedek is the king of a Gentile place called Salem.
那么他同时也是祭司。
Same time, he was also a priest.
那祭司的制度不是只有以色列人有的。
So the order of priesthood did not just belong to the Israelites.
祭司在以色列还没有祭司制度以前，古代近东很多国家他们都有祭司的。
Priesthood already existed in many ancient five nations before the establishment of Israel.
不过不都一样的哈。
But not the same kind of priest.
尤其是以色列的。
Yeah, of course, Israel had a very unique kind of priesthood.
所以他用麦基洗德是说。在我们以色列的制度里面，君王跟祭司是分开的。
Since in the Israel, our system of kings and priests were different.
但是呢，在这个古代，曾经有的是君王跟祭司同像一个人的。
But very very ancient time, you know, before us, the king and the priest will belong to the same person.
那么现在上帝要给一个，以后要给我们一个永远的祭司，也是君王跟祭司是在一起的。
Since the king that God will give us in the future will be the priesthood and the kingship will be together.
但是这个并不是说，所以我废掉那个祭司的制度。
But doesn't mean in that case, then I abolish the priesthood.
没有。
It's not that.
因为我们知道说到耶稣的时候，你还看到这个大祭司。
Because you look at Jesus and he's still the high priest.
所以我们读圣经的时候要小心。
So when read the Bible, be careful.
不要把过多的东西读进去。
Don't read too much into it.
那么。同样是王，同样是祭司。
Being the king and the priest at the same time.
大家还记得我们刚刚去年的彼得前后书吗
？Could you still remember what we preached about First and Second Peter?
彼得前书二章九节，彼得怎么样说我们
？What did Peter describe us?
说他说，你们是君尊的祭司。
You are holy nation of priests.
Royal
priesthood.
Royal priesthood. 我们是 royal priesthood.
We are the royal priesthood.
就是我们同样是王，也同样是祭司。
So we are both priests and kings.
Why?
为什么呢？
因为耶稣是。
Because Jesus is.
And 我们信耶稣，我们就 union with Christ. 我们就与基督联合。What is he? Become who we are.
When we put our faith in Jesus, then what he is what we are.
那这里跳了比较多了一点东西。
Of course, I make some gaps here, jump some gaps.、Yeah.
但是更重要的是说，神为什么要给这个东西
？More importantly is to ask why would God give this?
各位，我们的问题不是我们是不是有没有能力统治。
So our problem is not whether we have the power to govern.
不是我们有没有办法，是不是我们人有没有聪明，是不是我们人能不能够能不能够做事情。
It's not about our competence, nor our knowledge or our wisdom.
而是到底我们选什么事情来做。
But it's about how we choose or what things do we choose to do.
跟我们要怎么去做。
And how we want to do it.
而这个事呢，是由什么决定的
？What will determine this?
就由你认你以为你是谁呢？
It is determined by who you are, who or who you regard you are.
然后如果要问说我是谁的话呢
？If I were to ask who am I?
从圣经最早的时候就告诉我们，我们是上帝的儿女。
Then the Bible tells us we are the children of God.
然后我们拥有这整个世界。
And we possess this whole universe.
因为这个世界的王把这个世界呢交给我们。
Because the king of this universe has given this to us.
好像说租给我们这样。
Almost like rented it out to us.
然后要我们好好去管。
For us to govern it well.
我就举一个例子，一个很现实眼前的一个事情就好。
Let me raise a very practical example.
160个国家的领袖最近在巴黎开会。
So there were 160 leaders having a meeting in Paris recently.
如果恐怖分子成功炸死他们的话，我们现在就整个世界要重新洗牌嘛。
Yeah, 160 leaders. You know, if the bomb came there with the terrorists, then we will have to reshuffle everything.
从来没有这么多在一起。
No other time in history that so many leaders gathered.
他们在一起谈什么
？What were they talking about?
谈这个环保的问题。
Talking about the climate issue.
我们到今天。才开始知道事情严重了。
And it's only up to today we realize how serious this issue is.
然后你看到说是要不要做而已，要不要下决心去做而已。
It's a matter of whether you want to be determined to do it or not.
但是你当你再回去读创世纪的时候
，But when you go back and read Book of Genesis,
难道不是很早上帝就讲说，我这个原子交给你，你好好修理看守？
Did not God in Genesis really say that I've given you this whole creation and you have been there to govern it and sustain it well?
那你不觉得我们新加坡这五十年来，我们至少真的好好看守这块小小的土地？
And in Singapore for these past 50 years, we have tried our best to guard this place.
那最近你再看到说政府所公布的那一个对我们的这个环境怎么绿化，我真的是看得心花怒放，我一直在那边阿里路亚哈面赞美主。
And all these plans for Singapore to be greenified, you know, we are really full of praise.
我们在做的，不管你信不信耶稣
，Whatever we are doing, regardless whether you're believers of Christ,
你真做到本来上帝就是要我们做的。
You should do it what God desires or initially wanted us to do.
我们在讲究发展的同时，经济发展的同时，不一定要牺牲环境的。
Even when we're talking progress about economic progress, we may not need to sacrifice the environment.
六年前，中国大陆的领袖没有讲这样的话，六年后。他们讲这样的话，我们感到非常非常的欣慰。
Six years ago, we don't hear PRC talking about this, but today they are bringing up this issue.
就是说，我们要发展，但是不一定要牺牲环境。
We are going to develop, but we will not sacrifice the environment.
只要我们愿意，只要我们肯，只要我们下决心，我们的科技、我们的能力、我们放下的金钱等等，我们可以做到的。
As long as we are willing, then with our technology and our investments, we are able to accomplish it.
我们的地铁。
Our MRT.
我们的部长说，我们一定要好好把它保养到成为世界第一流的。
Our minister calls says we must maintain it well until it becomes world class.
不是做不到的事情。
It's not something that we can't do.
是有时候我们被另外一种价值观迷惑了，我们以为说这个是最重要，是拿来赚更多钱的。
Sometimes it's because we have different values and we think that this is a system for earning money.
但是现在我们说是要重新让。每一个生活在这里的人用这个交通工具，使到他们能够把他们的事情每天的生活做得更好，活得更好。
Yet now we're changing. We say we want people who use this public transport system to do it well and to travel, you know, well.
这样的一个价值观的改变从哪里来
？So where does this change in value come from？
我们基督徒知道是上帝告诉我们。
And so as Christians, we believe that it was God who spoke to us.
所以单单能够活得好、活得安全，不是就是事情就解决了。
So to live well and to live safely is not just the whole of the entire matter.
你不觉得亚当跟这个女人在伊甸园这么好的环境不是挺好的吗？
You look at Adam and Eve in the garden, isn't it already very perfect?
你说不好啊，有一条会讲话的蛇。
You know, there's this speaking snake around.
看你怎么看。
Really depends on how you look at it.
如果你像耶稣这样打定主意，怎么样我都不想听你的话。
If you were like Jesus and you determine your mind that no matter what happens, I will not listen to you.
那你这条蛇会讲话，有空的时候跟你聊聊也无所谓啦。
So even if you can have a speaking snake, I don't care. I don't mind chatting with you.
那你心情不好的时候，也干脆把它斩了，就煮成这个蛇羹，还可以补。
Or you might just kill it and just eat it up.
你不一定要受它影响的。
You can choose not to be influenced by it.
人犯罪不是因为蛇引诱的。
When people sin, it's not because of the snake.
本来那些水果是亚，我想亚当是吃饱了才吃水果。
So there's this fruit, you know, Adam had his food already.
耶稣是饿了40天呢，都还是不肯把石头变面包。
And yet Jesus had fasted 40 days, so hungry, but he refused to turn bread into the stones into bread.
可能他们两个说，哎呀，天天我们都严重的都吃过了，只有那个还没有吃。
So maybe Adam and Eve, you say, oh, we had our full fill already, but only that fruit we didn't take.
而且那个又好看哦。
Looks good too.
吃了又会怎么不同
？Seems that you eat it, your eyes will brighten.
我想我要这样啊。
I want to become like that.
我。
Me.
好过上帝呢。
You don't want about God.
所以这个重新能够回到上帝，重新能够敬拜上帝，曾经能够再接轨上帝。
And so this issue about coming back to God or to link up with God again
是很重要。
It's a very important thing.
所以王跟祭司结合在一起。
And so the king and the priest will join the roles together.
上帝要给以色列百姓这样的一个重新回到这样一个好的情况。
God wants to enable Israel to restore them back to this relationship.
而耶稣诞生。
The birth of Jesus.
最后也是他，原来他成为王，也成为祭司。
And ultimately, we see that he became the king and he became also the priest.
所以明年新的一年里面。
And so in the new year, next year.
我们能够有一个王保护我们。指导我们，指示我们。
We have a king who will guide us, who will lead us.
我们也知道，随时我们也能够亲近我们的上帝。
And we are also assured that at any time we can draw close to God.
希伯来是说坦然无惧。
But Hebrew says, go boldly without fear.
因为他在随时都在那里帮助我们、赦免我们、管教我们、指示我们。
Because he's ever there, a present to guide us, to lead us, and to reprimand us.
这真的是福音。
And this is the good news.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你对我们不离不弃。